Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website and download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download, or, you know, something, just sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. Then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. You can take Devil Radio, your favorite shows, with you 24/7 wherever you go. And while you're at it, click on the link. It says support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, just in Wisconsin alone, questioning our elections, eroding our democracy, spreading the big lie. Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice standing up for our democracy, standing up to these 80 broadcasts. We're going back to the lines. Terry of the North Woods, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
Oh, I just, going back to the 2020 congressional races, Matt. Cook, I think I heard from Cook Political Report there was 27 toss-ups, you know. And every damn one of them, pardon my language here, Matt, broke for the Republicans. Every damn one of them. How do you do that? But, of course, they were rigged, right? Rigged elections, of course. Or was it just Trump the only one that straighten me out here, Matt.
Well, let me tell you something about the rigged elections. The one of the funniest things was in Texas, the governor, you know, sucking up to Trump, goes, okay, they're rigged elections, and he has an inquiry. And he's going into counties that Trump won by double digits, and the Republicans elected congressmen and everything else. And the locals are going, what do you mean rigged? We won. We won. What they're really talking about, they're not rigged elections at all. But they're trying to home in, like in Wisconsin, only on Madison, Dane County, Madison, Milwaukee, and then Green Bay, Brown County. They're only homing in on Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona, because that would be enough electoral votes to turn it over. So they're lying. They're not saying that it was rigged in red states. Trump tried that in Georgia and hurt their party. You may remember Trump had the feeling, and he was right, that Georgia might slightly go for Joe Biden. Joe Biden won Georgia by 14,000 votes. It was recounted several times, and then it was recounted by hand. And then the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, and the Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, certified it. And they both have gotten death threats, and Trump has both opposed both of their reelections. And so what are we talking about here? Like in Wisconsin, Trump isn't saying that there was fraud in much of the state where he won. But what he doesn't understand is that in the large Republican counties, like say Ozaukee and Waukesha, Biden picked up another votes to ensure his victory. In Waukesha County, Biden got 109,000 votes. Trump got 159. A Republican has to carry Waukesha County 2-1 to win the state. Trump didn't do it. Same in Ozaukee County. A lot of these people look at Trump and they're Republicans and they go, wait a minute, this guy's nuts. This guy's a danger. This guy is in Putin's back pocket. Biden seems fine. I mean, he's a reasonable guy. We'll vote for Biden. And now, even Ron Johnson said, and he was taped at a Republican event, when somebody said there was fraud, he said, Trump just got less votes than Biden. Trump got 51,000 fewer votes than the legislative candidates around the state. In other words, he was running behind legislative counties in Rusk County, Florence County, Greene County, Eau Claire County. It's on Trump. So, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, when you know, this business about it being rigged, the Republican bigwigs, the leaders, know better. They know better. Paul Ryan came out publicly and said, Trump lost. Get over it. Do better next time. Ron Johnson in private said the same thing. But the reason why Trump repeats this lie, and the reason that the rest do, is a lot of people don't listen to talk radio. They don't read newspapers. Some of them don't even look at the news on television. And they pick up a few things on social media. In some cases, as you know, disinformation planted by Russia or by Iran. And, you know, in Kentucky, when Bashir won, he was a Democrat, very good guy. The Russians put out a tweet that went out virally in Kentucky saying that there were 50,000 votes in a Republican county that were burned. Now, that's false. But if people don't get any other news and they see something like that, what do they believe? I mean, ultimately, if you don't have an informed citizenry and a united citizenry, you don't have a democracy. You have the obligation to be informed. Our educational system has to reintroduce civics and a lot of history in the high school curriculum to instruct people and to enlighten them on what's gone on. But your point is a very good one. There's hypocrisy in the Republican Party. You know, they go, it was rigged, and yet all these groups, you know, quite frankly, and this is disturbing, something like 40% of organized labor, members of organized labor groups, even after right to work, some unions end up voting Republican. So what, the Republicans say that's rigged? No, they're not saying that's rigged. What they're saying is they're losing elections increasingly in urban areas and suburban areas, and they don't like it. And that's what's really going on. That's what's really going on. Thanks a lot for calling in, Terry. Okay, this is unbelievable. Voss and Gableman again. Remember, they won't give documents, even though Judge Val Bailey Wren in Madison ordered it. Well, she's going to consider the following. Gableman, under Voss's direction, believe this or not, subpoenaed officials in the Democratic counties for information on Dominion voting machines, but it was in cities that don't use them. Green Bay and Madison. Green Bay and Madison did not use Dominion voting machines. One of the strangest facts is when Alex Jones and Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Trump attacked Dominion, said there was a back portal where it switched votes. Dominion voting machines is a reputable company, but they largely sold machines in rural areas that Trump won. They did not supply machines to urban areas, by and large, that Trump lost. And yet, he just picked that name out of the phone book among voting machine companies to attack him. As a result, he's been sued. Giuliani's been sued. Sidney Powell's been sued. They've all been sued for defamation, for injuring Dominion voting machines business. And they brought motions to dismiss, and they were denied. Those lawsuits are still very much alive. They're very much alive. And yet, Gableman sent subpoenas to Green Bay and Madison, which didn't use them, demanding the serial numbers of the Dominion voting machines, details on their software, upgrades, communications with the company. The subpoena misspelled some names, used wrong names for others, and he's being paid $11,000 a month out of your tax dollars and my tax dollars. His staff is getting $20,500 a month, and he won't turn over documents. This is not just fraud. It's a waste. It's a waste. There was a statesman in the 19th century, a French statesman, the equivalent of a Secretary of State, who once said about something, it was worse than a crime. It was a blunder. What Voss and Gableman are doing is worse than a crime, although it is that. It's a blunder. They are simply getting rid of money, taking money, shoveling it down a black hole with make-work to make it look like there's something wrong. They have now subpoenaed officials in Green Bay and Madison for voting machines that weren't used in Green Bay and Madison, and they know that. They know that. And they're demanding serial numbers on machines that don't exist, details on software that don't exist, updates, communications, and they misspelled and used wrong names. It's one thing to have a hog in a trough, all 4 feet in the snout, snarfing it up. It's quite another thing to do it at your expense. We're going to the lines. CJ of Madison, my friend, thank you for calling. CJ, what's in your mind?
Hi again, Matt. You know, I got to thank you again for taking my call. Usually it's a dissenting vote by me. You know, I listened
to get it, CJ. Glad to get it. What's in your mind?
Well, you know, I listened to the big lie thing, and you're worried about tax dollars being spent, remember the 2.5-year investigation by Adam Schiff about Russia collusion that is now leading right back to the Hillary Clinton campaign? Everything that you've accused the Trump administration of doing is exactly what Hillary did in her campaign. And none of the crap that is going on right now with Russia and Ukraine or China flying over Taiwan, none of that stuff went underneath Trump's administration. This is all, and that's why you don't talk about current events, is because this administration is in a disaster and your party knows it. So why don't you talk about current events and not worry about the past election? You know, if you're worried about tax dollars, look at the $40 million that Adam Schiff and the Democrats spent investigating Russia and Trump, which is the big lie.
Well, CJ, I enjoy your calling in. You and I have difference of opinion. Let me give you, we have a minute to go. Let me give you a couple of differences between Hillary Clinton's campaign and Trump. First of all, Hillary Clinton didn't grab 23 women between the legs and rape one in a changing room. That's, you know, just for the record. The second thing is Hillary Clinton didn't say she distrusted the FBI and the CIA. She wasn't servile to Putin. She stood up to Putin. She didn't say that NATO should be broken up and we should withdraw from it. And she didn't say that the EU should be broken up. And she didn't say that Brexit should go through and Britain should withdraw. She was Secretary of State. She was strong on that. She didn't win the election. I get it. She won the popular vote by 3 million. But the point is, Schiff didn't spend $40 billion on that election or on that investigation. There were several million. And in it, they found credible evidence, so did Miller, of contacts between Trump and the Ruskies. And Don Trump Jr. was on a taped phone call, which he lied about later and said that it was about adoptions when he was saying that sanctions would be lifted. CJ, thanks for calling. We have a difference of opinion. The lines are still open. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get right back to you. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.